Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited,
the Conservation International Guyana,
Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Lawrence and Monica discussed the misinformation about both the flaring by ExxonMobil and GPL's PUUP. Brian, who was interested in mining, was enlightened by Goldman about the dangers of mercury mining. Divine was getting contractions and Ryan took her to hospital, and Lawrence and Monica joined them. Ryan told them that Divine may have to have a C-section. As we return, Lawrence is visiting Divine, Ryan, and their newborn son.
Divine, hold me grandchild properly.
All right, Daddy, I got it.
You comfortable, babes?
Yeah, Ryan. Can I have some water? It's time to take these pain meds.
Okay, coming right.
You feeling pain?
Not as much as before.
I never thought they would have had to cut you.
Well, your grandchild born with 9 pounds, 15 ounces.
Is that all the food you be eating?
Man, Daddy, you know, can't laugh too hard or sneeze. It's pain.
Sorry, baby. I just happy you come through safe.
Here, babes.
Thanks. Take baby.
Come here, Baba.
Let me hold my grandchild, Lil, no?
All right, Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, this child take Ignatius' whole face.
No, that is me face.
The nose alone.
Well, I think that's my face.
Your one bet is me on?
Let me wait.
When Auntie Monica coming with the food, man? I getting hungry.
You looking for food again?
I got to eat to get back my strength and nurse, baby.
Divine!
Not this idiot turning up here.
Ryan, I don't deal with it. Look.
Daddy, please don't.
Look, I don't put a stop to this once and for all.
Babe, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I know this is our child. He'll be out of our lives for good soon.
Divine, come out and talk to me, girl.
Hello. If you don't get yourself from in front, hey, police gonna walk with me today.
Big man, rest yourself, yeah? I ain't come to talk to you. I come for me baby.
You left a baby, hey?
I ain't even know if it's a son or a daughter yet. Look, let's share you up when we do the DNA test, yeah?
Move from in front, hey, boy. I'm gonna call the police.
Call the police, now. I care what you do. All I want to do is see me child.
Ryan, I don't warn you already.
Warn me? I want to sign for me child. I ain't running for me responsibility.
He's not your son.
Oh, it's a boy. It's a boy. Oh, I guess another son, boy. Thank you, God. You're without me son like see now.
This is harassment.
Just ask Divine when shall we do the DNA test. I want to see my son.
Miners mixing toxic mercury.
John, welcome back, man. Set on your bags, here, son.
Thanks, Goldman. Where the lady of the house?
Dinah, she over at the restaurant.
I got to thank she for agreeing for a stay here a few days.
Ah, man, don't worry about it.
I never thought I would come out from hospital.
Well, bye. Right now, I'm studying how I could get this vaccine. I's a big man. And even if the unfortunate happen and I pick up this virus, I want to know I can live.
That is why I hear about the vaccine. That once you take it, even if you get the virus, you won't get as sick as to the point of dying.
It's some little glimmer of hope, eh?
Let me tell you something. Coronavirus is not to play with. I live to tell people that I know what it feels like to be at death's door.
Serious thing, eh?
You know, many nights I thought I wouldn't wake up. It's so I think me lungs gone torn off during the night.
Well, we got to be grateful you pulled through.
I telling everybody I meet about me experience.
Well, I hope it does some good and wake up some of these people who think this virus is a joke.
Then on top of though, I hear they're finding new strains.
Well, we got to continue to wear the mask, practice social distancing, and wash and sanitize. Looks like we're gonna have to learn to live with this thing like the flu.
This 10 times worse than the flu though. Now I got to do everything to make sure I don't catch this thing again.
And there's a crazy thing about this virus too. Catching it more than once.
Well, you ain't gonna catch me slipping up. Not at all.
Mr. Goldman! Mr. Goldman!
Brian?
Wait, he come down?
Yeah, wonder what he wants.
Inside!
Hey, what's going on?
I can talk to you, Mr. Goldman.
It's me and Johnny.
Oh, John, come out.
Hi, Brian.
What happened, buddy? You COVID free?
Yeah, man. I am a survivor.
I know you want to make it, bro. Anyways, Mr. Goldman, y'all come over by the restaurant that we knock 2 beers now. I want to talk to you about this mining business. And a very serious personal matter too.
All right, give me a few minutes then.
Us having to deal with Brian is all my fault.
Divine, in this life, everybody does make mistake. He's a little coward. Look how quick he run when I call the police.
Babes, don't worry about him. All you need to be doing is healing and taking care of our son.
Ryan, I just want to get the DNA test out of the way so he can be out of our lives for good.
I will arrange
this
it.
This baby is everything of Ignatius. Y'all don't need to do no DNA test.
Just to clear up any doubts, Mr. Lawrence.
And like I kept saying, I know what I did when. I have no doubts about who the father of my child is.
Biological father or not, I'm not going anywhere.
But you are the father, Ryan.
Let's just get a DNA test done and be rid of Brian.
It's Manico.
Is where you there, man? We waiting on this food.
Oh, all right. Ryan come for you. Yeah, bye.
She finished cooking?
Yes. Ryan, you could go and pick her up.
Let me head over there now.
come back quick, I'm starving.
Look, take this boy. If I nurse again, take it from me.
I'm trying to exclusively breastfeed, but I swear he can drain me. He nursing every 2 hours.
You drink the barley money could bring this morning?
All.
I'm so happy you come true safe. My first grandchild. And was right about it being a boy.
Yeah, you were. Daddy, I was so afraid when they told me I had to do the C-section. The theater was so cold, I was trembling.
Me and Monica be praying all the time.
Thank you for being there even though y'all couldn't come in.
And then Unique, Dinah and Kevin come and they join in with the prayers too.
Unique can't even say she got son yet. She's supposed to pass later.
You have to be careful with having too many people around this baby while he's still so young. Especially in this time of COVID.
Unique is my sister and you know she taking her precautions seriously.
I wasn't talking about Unique in particular. But you know how people like Coretta and Sister Patsy might want to pull a thing.
You mad? You want to see I plug out?
Lala?
Lose my cool and behave like a mad woman. I have a son now, Daddy. He's first in my life now. Nobody will hurt him as long as I'm around.
And I feel the same way. And I'm sure Ryan and Monica too. And definitely he crazy grandfather Ignatius.
You really think he looks like Ignatius?
Everything. Ignatius should pay this man.
You sure this child is yours, Brian? Sounds like a very complicated situation to me.
What business you have getting involved with a married woman in the first place, eh?
John, man, don't judge me. I fall in love with the girl. I still in love with she, you know.
Well, I feel sorry for you. You gotta find a way to get over that.
I just hoping this DNA test prove it's me child. At least then I would still have a chance with she.
Well, I can tell you, don't get your hopes up. And from now on, leave married women alone. They just always break your heart and run right back to the husband.
And you is the one who gonna end up hurt.
Look, Mr. Goldman, like I said, I wanted to ask you something about this mining.
Okay, go on.
What really is this, Minamata?
Oh, the Minamata Convention on Mercury. It's concerning what we were discussing a few days ago, remember?
About mercury?
Yeah, the Minamata Convention is a global agreement to protect the environment and people from the harmful effects of mercury.
Oh, and Guyana is part of it?
Yeah, man, we signed on it. Hold on, let me pull up some information here on the Google.
Indigenous and local communities concerned by this mercury thing bad.
Yeah, John. Mr. Goldman got me thinking a whole new light about this mining business. See, I want to make sure I'm doing things the right way. Especially now that I got another son.
Look, look. I pull it up here. Yes. The Minamata Convention was agreed on at the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee on Mercury in Geneva on the 19th of January 2013. It was later adopted on the 10th of October 2013 at a diplomatic conference held in Kumamoto, Japan. The Minamata Convention entered into force on the 16th of August 2017.
Okay. So when Guyana really say?
Let me see. Just a second. Alright, I got it here. October 2013, and then some adjustments in September 2014.
You know, I welcome anything that will save people from suffering from the effects of mercury use.
Well, as part of the agreement from Minamata Convention, we're supposed to be phasing out the use of mercury.
Mr. Goldman, I mean, although you explain how dangerous mercury use is, and I see some of the effects myself, I still don't know how we can mine without mercury.
Brian, I already tell you that the people from the Responsible Mining Initiative can help the miners and find ways to do it and get equipment.
I want to see how that can replace mercury and help production.
Well, I understand that with the new equipment, you could actually produce more.
What? You telling me these equipment for mercury-free mining could result in more gold?
That's what I'm saying all the time, man. More gold, more profit, everything.
Mr. Goldman, I sure plenty miners ain't know about this.
See, that's why we have to help and spread the word. I know the RMI supposed to be setting up demonstrations in Region 1, 7, and 8. Miners gonna be able to see the equipment and learn how to use it.
Seeing is believing. I gotta get in on this.
I'm really glad you're doing this, especially for the sake of my community. You know, we indigenous people is mostly live off the land. We use the waters to cook, to bathe and fish. If the waters get contaminated with mercury, you know it's trouble for we.
And trouble for anybody who come in contact with it.
No, Mr. Goldman, I thank you for this information you keep dropping on me. As soon as I start out this thing about my baby, and I go back in the bush, I go in with a brand new mindset.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SMADS Limited, the Small Business Bureau, and the Conservation International Guyana, with funding from the Global Environment Facility and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, urging you to observe all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.